Thai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us now is Dr. Zev Kanin. He's from the Department of Political Studies. He's a leading analyst of Israeli politics and regional dynamics. With the ceasefire, as we've spoken about, under intense strain, we're asking the question, how volatile is this truce really? And what is the smartest Israeli response in the next 24 to 72 hours? Dr. Zev Kanin, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for the invitation.
On the scale of stable, brittle, breaking, where is the ceasefire right now?
In fact, Hamas is trying all the time to challenge Israel, developing various all sorts of explanations why they do it. They understand that response will be very heavy if they will break the agreement from inside. But even more important, that they may lose, I'm talking about Hamas, they may lose the support of their donors and sponsors. First of all, Turkey and Qatar. That happens not because of Israeli request to these countries. These countries are not so friendly with Israel, to say the least. But first of all, because Qatar and Turkey are not interested to break relations with the United States. Actually, the whole agreement we are talking about is in fact was brought by the White House because of the pressure that Trump and his team made on mediators, so-called, and directly on Hamas. And that is why Hamas understands that they don't have enough resources in order to break the agreement as it happened before, a couple of times or three times or four times in the course of this war, the 2 years in the course of this war. With your permission, just to finish the point, sir, to my understanding, it's just a hypothesis. To my understanding, that's the reason why Hamas explains their activities not as their interest to attack Israel, but separate groups, cells that do not behave according to the order of the central command of Hamas, or explaining it like a conflict with the clans, alternative clans or alternative militias that are fighting with Hamas in order, understanding its weakening, in order to capture more resources and more control over the territory of Gaza. In fact, we are on the eve of the civil war in this area. Right. So from this point of view, I don't think that, despite what we are talking about, I don't think that agreement will be disrupted.
Right. Do Hamas, you mentioned before about Hamas testing Israel. Is this to see how far they could go, or do they actually want to break the ceasefire?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say, that in fact, Hamas is interested to return an initiative, which has in fact happened like a few months ago. Yeah. But at the moment, they're unable to do it. They're interested that Israel will pull their forces out, as according to agreement, IF actually controls more than half of the territory of the Strip. Most of the Israeli forces will be pulled out on the yellow line, so-called. Yeah. That's the security zone in the territory of the Gaza Strip. Until then, I don't think that Hamas will be interested or will be able to arrange another wide-scale aggression or initiate the war. On the other hand, on the Israeli side, not everybody agreed to play in this game. The radical populist right wing of the Israeli government, they insist immediately to break an agreement and to restart the war. Netanyahu, however, I'm not sure that he will be able to say Trump no. And Trump actually is interested to continue the agreement.
Mm. So for Hamas, that is the it's very, very much worthwhile. If you had to predict the next 72 hours, how do you think this is going to go?
I would say that 70% or 65% the agreement will go on, and 35% or 30%, I would say, that the war will restart.
In terms of, from Israel's perspective, the strategic value in keeping the ceasefire alive versus resetting the deterrence with limited forces, what is the value for Israel?
Maybe I will tell a strange thing. Mm. I think that the agreement that we got, and actually it was American agreement with the Arab bloc and with Turkey, rather than with Hamas and Israel. But at the moment, the situation we are, economic situation, this diplomatic catastrophe with the acceptance of the idea of the Palestinian state and so on, the pressure, diplomatic and political pressure on Israel and so on and so forth, and the fact that Israelis are tied with this war and would like according to all the polls, overwhelming majority of Israelis, Jewish and Arab-speaking citizens of the state of Israel, they're interested that war will be over. And the main majority of Israelis, they believe that a victory in this war, return of the hostages, is the victory in this war.
Absolutely. So
in this situation, this agreement that brought by the American administration, actually the best we can get at this at this time.
Right. We do need to unfortunately leave it there. That is time for me to love and to leave you as we headed towards 9 o'clock. That was Dr. Zev Kanen, Department of Political Studies.